USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Sally is a very slow-moving storm, and they say it will bring historic flooding. It's a Category 1, and it's expected to hit the Gulf Coast in the next few hours. Forecasters say it's hard to predict where it will make landfall. It's only moving about 2 miles an hour as it pounds the Gulf Coast. Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle are all affected. National Hurricane Center Ken Graham says the storm will be a big rainmaker even after it crosses the coast and very slowly moves inland over Alabama.
Still fluctuate, wobble around a little bit, and then 7 p.m. Wednesday and portions of southwest Alabama, 7 a.m. Thursday, even on Thursday. We're still in portions of south central Alabama, and it's going to be all the way into Friday morning when we start seeing the system into Georgia. That's slow.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris returned to California as wildfires burned across her home state and much of the western U.S. She met with California Governor Gavin Newsom and emergency officials as wildfires have burned more than 3.2 million acres in the state. She also joined the governors of Oregon and Washington, which have also been hit hard by the wildfires. She said climate change was a major factor in causing the deadly blazes. Police in L.A. are asking a basketball star to help them capture a killer. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The sheriff of Los Angeles County is asking Black Lives Matter supporter LeBron James to step up and provide money to help find the gunman responsible for the shooting of two deputies. Alex Villanueva asking James to match or even double the $175,000 reward being offered. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The New York Mets may be getting a new owner. USA's John Hunt has details.
Billionaire Stephen Cohen has reached a deal to buy the New York Mets baseball team for a reported value of $2.42 billion. Cohen said in a statement, "I'm excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the Mets." This comes after an earlier move to buy the team failed back in February. The sale must still be approved by 23 of the 30 Major League Baseball team owners before it can become official. While Cohen already owns a minority stake in the team, which he acquired in 2012, his legacy has some controversy. Regardless of those concerns, the reality is that the hefty price tag could mean higher team valuations for all the other owners, to which they're likely not to object. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A TV personality is trying to cash in on the debates by trying to get one of his own. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Comedian and MMA commentator Joe Rogan is offering to moderate a four-hour debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. And at least one of the candidates is apparently signing on. Speaking on his podcast yesterday, Rogan told retired MMA fighter Tim Kennedy he wanted to host such an event. And the fighter posted on Twitter, "Just two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants in?"
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.